What is up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. I have another Daily Digest episode for you today, and I could not wait to record again, given the huge news in the AI world. Yesterday, June 10th, Apple officially staked their claim in the ongoing AI land grab taking place between the tech giants. At this point, you are no doubt just as busy as I am trying to keep up with the daily breaking news in AI technology. Companies like OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, which is behind the Claude AI tool, and more have kept our timelines full with new updates, capabilities, versions, and performance enhancements. Meanwhile, Apple had been conspicuously silent until now. Yesterday, Apple announced Apple Intelligence, or AI, if you didn't catch that, and officially brought AI into Mac OS and iOS. And honestly, this is what I have personally been waiting for. Classic Apple, they calmly waited and let the early startups kind of snatch early wins and market share. And they even drew some criticism from many as new generative AI technology and custom GPTs began to make Siri, which is at this point a decade plus old AI project, look like child's play, honestly. And now I have a feeling that they are going to storm into the space, and just like they did in almost every other market that they took over with devices, desktop, laptops, phones with the iPhone, music with the iPod. Obviously, they're in the business of breaking down doors in new markets. And I think that they're going to show everyone else what a truly user-friendly and intuitive AI experience looks like. So for today's episode, I'm just going to go ahead and share my screen and kind of walk through the Apple Intelligence introduction that's on Apple's website. Definitely check out the link in the notes below. It's going to be a pretty visually heavy episode. So for anyone who might just be listening, I apologize. I will do my best to kind of outline the details of the release as we go. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now. First things first, I just love the design and feel of the site here. I am definitely feeling kind of inspired by the literal visual flow of content as you scroll down through the page and the transitions on the screen as elements, as you feel you're really covering actual space and kind of making a trip through the site. Okay, strap in. Here we go. Again, Apple Intelligence. AI for the rest of us coming in beta this fall. So I immediately am glad that I haven't missed out on anything and that I can still hope to be the first to experience Apple AI. Built into your iPhone, iPad, and Mac to help you write, express yourself, and get things done effortlessly. It draws on your personal context while setting a brand new standard for privacy in AI. And again, I'm just kind of walking through the site here. Write with intelligent new tools everywhere that words matter. So Apple Intelligence powers new writing tools which help you find just the right words virtually everywhere you write. So looks like, and you can assume that through all of the apps and tools that you're using on Apple, your mail, any other third-party apps even, you're going to have enhanced capabilities that can kind of allow you to summarize an entire piece of writing. You can get a short version of a long group thread or minimize unnecessary distractions with prioritized notifications, according to Apple here. Next on the page is a bunch of new features for writing, focus, and communication. These look really cool. Transform how you communicate using intelligent quote-unquote writing tools that can proofread your text, rewrite different versions until the tone and wording are just right, and summarize selected text with a tap. Writing tools are available nearly everywhere you write, including third-party apps. So again, it sounds like you're going to be able to access this super user-friendly AI capabilities in most apps that you use in the iOS interface. Priority notifications appear at the top of the stack, letting you know what to pay attention to at a glance. And notifications are summarized so you can scan them faster. Priority messages in mail, quote-unquote, are messages that elevate time, is a feature that elevates time-sensitive messages to the top of your inbox, like an invitation that has a deadline today or a check-in reminder for your flight this afternoon is an example that they give here. Moving on, summary, quote unquote, you can tap to reveal a summary of a long email in the mail app and cut to the chase. You can also view summaries of email right from your inbox. So it sounds like a quick AI TLDR tool for your emails that you receive in your mail app. So that's awesome. You can just hit record in the notes or phone apps to capture audio recordings and transcripts. Apple Intelligence will then generate summaries of your transcripts so you can get to the most important information at a glance. Awesome. Again, super cool. And I saw a thread on Twitter and I'm starting to kind of realize just how true it was. I'll try and link to that thread as well. It details all of the startups and all of the companies that have made a business or a claim in the AI space with these features like summaries and priority email and priority scheduling and things like that. And Apple basically just sank all of their startup ships in one fell swoop, which is, again, just how Apple is has been navigating their marketing strategy in previous years. Anyway, moving on. There's a feature called Reduce Interruptions, which is an all-new focus that understands the content of your notifications and shows you the ones that might need attention immediately. Like a text about picking up your child from daycare later today is the example that they give here, which is obviously quite important. Use a quote-unquote smart reply in your mail to quickly draft an email response that has all the right details. Apple Intelligence can identify the questions that you were asked in an email and offer relevant selections to include in your response. So they're basically going to guide you through how to respond to your emails if you're just really having an off day. Maybe you really were out a little too late the night before or whatever the reason might be, up too late with the baby. You can use your smart reply feature in mail and just knock out those inbox unreads real quick. Again, moving down the page here, this feature looks awesome. Delightful images created just for you. So Apple Intelligence enables delightful new ways to express yourself visually. You can create fun and original images and brand new Genmoji that are truly personal to you. So turn a rough sketch into a related image that complements your notes with Image Wand and make a custom memory movie based on the description you provide. So for those who are listening, the example that they show here is a iPad or a Apple Creative workspace in which there are some notes and some visual drawings that have been written down, and you can use those notes and take those notes and you can use what's called an image wand to make custom images and movies based on the description provided in those notes. So pretty cool looking stuff and pretty powerful for creatives for sure. Some more features, and particularly the image playground or Genmoji features. The new Apple Intelligence allows you to create expressive images, unique Genmoji, and custom memory movies. So produce fun original images in seconds with the image playground experience right in your apps. Excuse me, the image playground experience right in your apps. You can create an entirely new image based on a description, suggested concepts, or even a person from your photos library. It looks like you can take any sort of input or experience that you're currently having in an app or on your phone and quickly generate a related image or some sort of visual that explains the themes that are going on in that conversation or in that experience, which is really fascinating. You can also experiment with different concepts and try out new image styles like animation, illustration, and sketch in the dedicated Image Playground app. So it sounds like this Image Playground feature that's going to be kind of powering all the apps throughout the iOS is also going to have its standalone app that's going to allow you to do some pretty powerful stuff, like create custom images to share with friends in other apps or on social media. Okay, Genmoji. This is what I was curious about. Make a brand new Genmoji, Genmoji, right in the keyboard to match any conversation. Provide a description to see a preview and adjust your description until it's perfect. You can even pick someone from your photos library to create excuse me, and create a Genmoji that looks like them. Wow. So I'm sure marketers are already just bursting at the seams with ideas of how to personalize your Genmoji to a different persona or to an individual persona, try and make their mood match their mood on a given day or based on their behavior on a website or a web page. Again, my marketing gears are already turning, so I'm sure I'm not alone there. And someone's probably already way ahead of me on this. The image wand. Okay. The quote-unquote image wand can transform your rough sketch into a related image in the Notes app. Use your finger or Apple Pencil to draw a circle around your sketch, and the image wand will analyze the content around it to produce a complementary visual. You can even circle an empty space, and image wand will use the surrounding context to create a picture. Okay, that's just too cool. I mean, I have to admit, my wife has an iPad Pro with the Apple Pencil, and if we're not going to be capable with Apple intelligence on her device come fall, then I certainly will do whatever it takes to become capable, because that is so awesome. Okay, moving on. You can create a custom memory movie, quote unquote, of the story you want to see right in Photos. Enter a description and Apple Intelligence finds the best photos and videos that match. It then crafts a storyline with unique chapters based on themes. It identifies and arranges your photos into a movie with its own narrative arc. Again, I just, you know, this is Apple just perfectly exemplifying what your users want to do with their phone, with their mobile devices, taking traditional artificial intelligence capabilities and efficiencies and combining the two. You can search for photos and videos in the Photos app simply by describing what you're looking for. Apple Intelligence can even find a particular moment in a video clip that fits your search description and take you right to it. Okay, so I'm immediately thinking of all the photos I have of our new baby, all the videos we have of our new baby, and if I can find a video of baby Carlson crawling in grandpa and grandma's backyard, then it certainly would be helpful. Let's be honest. Grandma and grandpa would always appreciate seeing pictures like that. You can remove distractions in your photos with the cleanup tool in the Photos app. Apple Intelligence identifies background objects so you can remove them with a tap and perfect your shot while staying true to the original image. Okay. At some point, I can only describe how cool these features are. It's pretty apparent for those of you who are tech savvy, and especially for those of you who are Apple users, just how cool some of this is going to be when we finally get our hands on it come the fall. The start of a new era for Siri. Okay, so I mentioned how Siri is this decades plus long project, and honestly, it kind of started to look a little pathetic next to some of the Gen AI and the new large language models and new tools that were being made available to us as marketers and just basic technology users. Apparently, Siri is also going to draw on Apple Intelligence for all new superpowers, as Apple puts it here, with an all new design. Richer language understanding and the ability to type to Siri whenever it's convenient for you. Communicating with Siri is more natural than ever, so no more having to say, "Hey Siri," and activate it exactly how it needs to be activated. Now you can just simply type in a variety of apps and most of your third-party apps as well, it looks like. You're equipped with awareness of your personal context, Siri is going to be equipped with the awareness of your personal context and the ability to take action in and across apps and product knowledge about your devices, features, and settings. So Siri is going to be able to assist you like never before, according to Apple right here. Discover an even more capable and integrated personal Siri is how they put it. It has an all new design that's even more deeply integrated into the system. Looks like, and it says here that there's going to be an elegant glowing light that wraps around the edge of your screen when Siri is activated and when you're using Siri. Again, you no longer have to speak directly to Siri out loud when you don't want to. You can type to Siri, which is a new feature. You can tap into the expansive product knowledge, quote unquote, that Siri has about your device's features and settings. So Siri can help you actually configure your iPhone. I can think of several users, new cell phone or new mobile phone users, maybe who could use some guidance from Siri on setting up some different features, getting the full benefit of their phone's capabilities. You can ask questions when you're learning how to do something new on your iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and Siri can give you a step-by-step direction in a flash. Richer language understanding, quote unquote, and an enhanced voice communicating, an enhanced voice make communicating with Siri even more natural. And when you refer to something you mentioned in a previous request, like the location of a calendar event you just created, and ask, what will the weather be like there? Siri knows what you're talking about. So very similarly to these generative AI chat tools, if you've used those, you've kind of realized how you can build on the context of the conversation and the short-term memory that these tools are building. And it sounds like Siri is starting to build some of the same sort of capabilities. And that's what makes these tools feel so human-like and so useful and allow us to use them to sharpen our ideas and to bounce ideas off of, because they can help us establish this ongoing context in our conversations. Apple Intelligence empowers Siri with on-screen awareness, so it can understand and take action with things on your screen. If a friend texts you their new address, you can say, add this address to their contact card, and Siri will take care of it. So again, this is the application of AI that I think is actually going to change the way people interact with their technology. And just like they disrupted the cell phone space, they disrupted the desktop computer and technology space, they're 100% going to disrupt the AI space. We have these really amazing, really cool large language models that we've been able to sit here and chat with on our devices and our computers, but they have, and as accessible as they are, and as affordable and free even as they are, not everybody can use them to the same degree, and their usefulness has limitations. But when you can just simply speak to your device that you use every single day, and that, let's be honest, we know how glued we are to our Apple devices, to our iPhones, or to our non-Apple devices, when you can just talk to it like a fellow peer or a fellow human being or an assistant, let's be honest, and you can just ask it to take care of tasks on your phone for you, that is where people are going to be like, okay, I'm here for it, you know, and I'm ready for AI, and it's, the adoption is just going to absolutely take off. Okay, moving on. Seamlessly take action in and across apps with Siri. Okay, so again, another theme that we're seeing here is just the depth and the breadth of the AI coverage that we're seeing in the operating system, in the Mac OS, in the iOS. You can make a request like, send the email I drafted to April and Lily, and Siri knows which email you're referencing and which app it's in. And Siri can take action across apps. So after you ask Siri to enhance a photo for you by saying, hey, make this photo pop, you can then ask it to drop it in a specific note in the Notes app without lifting a finger. Already, I can think of so many things that this would be useful for when I'm building my shopping lists, or when I'm going from text message to a notes app to build lists or to-do lists. Again, the applications are endless. Of course, moving down the page, Apple's going to say something about privacy in AI. Apple is the leader in privacy. They're leading the charge in data and technology privacy, which is awesome for all consumers. So definitely behind it. Great powers come with great privacy. I started reading a comic book quote there for those of you who know it, and I got excited. But great powers come with great privacy. Apple Intelligence is designed to protect your privacy at every step. It's integrated into the core of your iPhone, iPad, and Mac through on-device processing. So it's aware of your personal information without collecting your personal information. And with groundbreaking private cloud compute, quote unquote, Apple Intelligence can draw on large server-based models running on Apple silicon to handle more complex requests for you while protecting your privacy. Okay, a lot of jargon there. But basically, it sounds like everything that's on your data, or excuse me, on your device and personal to your device is staying there. And that's what's being used to run your system. And it's not being shared outside of your device. It's not being used to power anybody else's Apple Intelligence, if you will, or AI. says your data is never stored. It's usually only for your requests, and a verifiable privacy promise is what Apple says here. And then here's the part we get to that's also huge news. I had heard through a few different podcasts and a few different resources that Apple was going to be partnering with OpenAI, and in order to kind of fill the gaps and to make up for this kind of lack of leadership and thought leadership that they've had in the AI space in the recent months, they were going to just kind of hop on the OpenAI bandwagon, if you would. And it's definitely the right move. And it looks like that's what they've done. It says ChatGPT is seamlessly integrated. With ChatGPT from OpenAI integrated into Siri and writing tools, you get even more expertise when it might be helpful for you. No need to jump between tools. Siri can tap into ChatGPT for certain requests, including questions about photos or documents. And with quote-unquote compose and writing tools, you can create and illustrate original content from scratch. So you control when ChatGPT is used and will be asked before any of your information is shared. So again, leading with the privacy concerns, leading with addressing the fact that if you do want to use ChatGPT, it's going to be very clear that you're tapping into it. Anyone can access ChatGPT for free without creating an account, and ChatGPT subscribers can connect accounts to access paid features within these experiences. Also, right up at Apple's alley and true to their MO, they have a developer capabilities here with the new Apple Intelligence with their SDK, new possibilities for your favorite apps. New app intents, APIs, and frameworks that make it incredibly easy for developers to integrate system-level features like Siri, writing tools, and Image Playground into your favorite apps. And then it gives you a little list here of all the devices that are going to be just blown wide open with the Apple Intelligence here. So if you have these devices, I hope you're just as excited as I am to kind of crack into the new experience on a mobile device. And I really do think that this is kind of going to bring, this is the next step in bringing AI to the masses. And of course, Apple was going to be a big part of that. All right. So that was a lot for a Daily Digest episode. Huge news in the AI landscape. Super excited to see where Apple Intelligence takes us. And I'm sure marketers have already started planning their next tactics and strategies using Apple Intelligence. If you enjoy the show or find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed link. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks again for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.